I saw a very interesting question that asked by the Meir Simcha. The Meir Simcha in Meshech Chochma, in Parshas Emor, asked the following question. We learned the Gemara this morning in the beginning of Perek Tomid Nishchat. Over there, the Gemara discusses a machloikus, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, if bezichin akoidim lemusafin or not, which means as follows. Every Shabbos, we know there was lechem aponim. The lechem aponim were eaten the following week. It stayed a whole week, and it was hot the following week, and it was eaten, the lechem aponim. It's achilas kochim. Now, the lechem aponim were not eaten until the haktorah of the bezichin, which means there were spoons on the shulchan. They had in there levoina, and that levoina was burnt. That's called haktorah of the bezichin. That was the matir of the eating of the lechem aponim. So weekly lechem aponim that was eaten weekly, those breads were only eaten after your maktir the bezichin that were on there the whole week. The bezichin is the levoina, and that was burnt maktir. The haktorah is matir achila. That's a klara din. That's poshut. Now the Gemara over there makes a differentiation in Nafkamina. Is bezichin koidim lemusafin on Shabbos or musafin koidim lebezichin? Which means the carbon musaf. We daven musaf, but there was a carbon musaf that took place by chatzois, which is shah shishis, 6 hours into the day is chatzois. There's a whole question: is it better to daven musaf by chatzois? We daven musaf before chatzois, but really this man of musafin is by chatzois. So the question now is: were the bezichin burnt prior to musaf? Meeting already at 11 a.m., where the nafkamina would be right after the musafin, you can do the korban atomid. The Gemara comes out, cheshben, when was the korban Pesach, meaning erev Pesach, shechalu yoyz b'shabes, when was the korban Pesach shechted? It's after the tomid shebein abayim, but the question is what time? One brisa says it was done 7.5 hours into the day, another one says it was done six and a half hours into the day. The Gemara wants to say it depends when the bezichin were done. If the bezichin were after the musafin, so then the korban tomid shebein abayim was only after the bezichin. So then it was later. But if the bezichin were done before, so then the korban tomid shebein abayim could have been done right after the musafin. That's the Gemara over there. Zaitik a Gemara of bezichin korban musafin or not. And like Rashi says, you only can eat the lechem aponim when the bezichin are brought. And this is all referring to erev Pesach shechalu yoyz b'shabes. Frekt Reb Orsam, the Meir Simcha in the Meshech Chochma. And I didn't see anyone else ask this kasha. Since when are you allowed to eat lechem aponim on Erev Pesach, Shechalu Yoyz B'Shabbos? What is lechem aponim? Lechem aponim, the Gemara says in Menachos, all Menachos, including lechem aponim, were boys matzah, which means matzah. Now, we're discussing the time of after Chatzos. We're discussing eating the bezichin. Either it was 11 or it was 12, but the point is, we're talking about Shah Shishish, Shah Shviz, into the Yom. We're talking about way after the Zman of Isachilas Chometz. Now, they weren't Chometz because Chometz you're not allowed to eat. They happened to be Matzah. Matzah you're not allowed to eat either. Frekter Meir Simcha, you're not allowed to eat Matzah Erev Pesach. It's a fair issue, Yerushalmi, that Tosfos brings in the beginning of Arvei Psochim Dav Tzadi Tesam at Beis, that you're not allowed to eat Matzah Erev Pesach, Kaboil Arusose Bebeis Chomiv. So how did they eat the lechem upon him, which was matzah, Erev Pesach? The Gemara makes a whole cheshbon that they ate it on Erev Pesach. L'chore, it's Kaboil Arusose. How did they eat the lechem upon him? Now, Tosfos, the famous Tosfos on Daf Tzadites, says that the Benetam... Oh. So the Tosfos in Daf Tzadites on the base says, Pavus the Tosfos, that matzah ashira, which means matzah that is made with fruit juice, since you're not yotzi dechavosoi, is not kaboy ladu sosoi. And that you're allowed to eat, and we use that heta, remosh and chuvas, it's negeya, for places, hotels, that they can't serve, let's say Pesach is matzah Shabbos. So you can't serve bread, how are you going to clean bilkelech for shalashudas? You can't eat matzah, because it's kaboy ladu sosoi. So matzah ashira, Rabbi Netamo, Yenoyig Lecho, matzah ashira for Shal Shudas, on Erev Pesach, Shechal Yoyz, B'Shabbos. Because you have to have Sidus Shlishis, so you had matzah ashira. And matzah ashira, Nad Yoytzi Rechavosoi, so Mele, there's no Kabbalah Usosoi. The Mashah over there says, on that thesis, This is only by matzah ashira that it's mutter, because the whole word why you can't have matzah on Erev Pesach, you can't have matzah on Erev Pesach, is because you need a clear hecker that you're not eating something that you yotzei chavosai. Where's the hecker by matzah ashira? Since it tastes differently. Since matzah ashira, yes, it's matzah. Yes, it's not chometz, but since the maize, it tastes differently b'tam, because it has fruit juice in there. So that's the matzah sheni yotzei dechavosai, and that's mutter. Zok the mashah, mashenkin b'tzeikah shel nochrim, which means matzah, but just not lishma, is also to eat. It goes into the din of the Yerushalmi. As says Zok the mashah. Zok the meyeh simcha, and he quotes the mashah, and he says he wants to say mechadish nishtazoi. And Rav Meir Simcha wants to say like you're saying, just like we see that matzah ashira, there's no din of kaboy lang usosay, and every time you used to eat matzah ashira, but you're not yoytzei dechavosay. Likewise, matzah that you're not yoytzei dechavosay, because the lechem aponim wasn't done l'shem mitzvah matzah. It's matzah 100%. It's not like matzah ashira. But since it wasn't made l'shem matzah, it's not chometz. But it wasn't made l'shma, so it doesn't pass the din of kaboy lang usosay, just like matzah ashira, which doesn't have the taste of matzah, there's no kabbalah usasar minitam, or you know, iglechol, matzah shira. And even though the mashal says it's only on matzah shira because it has a different taste, so that's not called kabbalah usasar, seemingly, betzeka shanochim would be a problem, as though Zokta Mashal, Zokta Mei Simcha, nishtazoi. He says that just like we find a matzah with a different taste is not considered kabbalah usasar, so to a matzah that you're not yoytzi echavosai, even though it's exact same matzah. It's like b'tzeikah shonochim, or it's lechem aponim. You're allowed to eat the lechem aponim, and that's what they did. The kahanim ate lechem aponim even after chatzos, even shor shvius on erev Pesach. That's how he wants to say to answer this question. That's his teretz. Now, the truth is, there is another teretz that I saw brought down on this kasha, which is that Reb Lezer Moshe Horowitz in his Agoyis, he says, just like the Gemara says in Menachos, Daf Tzadi Tes, that in Yom Kippur, Shechal Yoyis B'Shabbos, what happened to the Lechem Aponim in Yom Kippur? No one's going to say they ate Lechem Aponim on Shabbos. It's Yom Kippur. So what did they do with the Lechem Aponim on every week was eaten, except for Yom Kippur? Zok Gemara, you know what they did Shabbos Yom Kippur? They ate it be'erev, they ate it at night. So he says the same thing over here. Erev Pesach, Shechal Yoyis B'Shabbos, because of the problem of eating matzah, Kabbalah Lechem Sosoi, they ate the lechem aponim at night. That means with the matzah. They had matzah, and then by the Shulchan Aruch, they had lechem aponim. They had, during the Suda, they had lechem aponim. That's his teretz. I was thinking that really the whole din of Kabbalah Usosai is the Drabon of the Kedin. It's Drabon of the Kedin. The din of Achilas Kochim is the Derais of the Kedin. Eating lechem aponim is the Derais of the Kedin. It's Achilas Kochim. So who says that you're matcha the din the rice of achilas kochim because of the din of kabbalah usosoi? Kabbalah usosoi applies by regular din. A regular din, a person can't eat matzah erev Pesach. But if there's a mitzvah deraisa that's not overridden because of a Yerushalmi that says kabbalah usosoi, so that could be another teretz that avada they ate the lechem aponim like the mashmoris in the Gemara, and it's not a problem because the mitzvah deraisa of eating lechem aponim is achilas kochim would not be pushed aside because of Yerushalmi, which is the Rabbon of the Kedin, of Kol Oichel Matzah Erev Pesach Kabbalah Usasa Beis Chomiv.